whomever you are and wherever you may be. Good morning to you on this TGIF Friday, the 18th of January. I'm Don Wayne. I'm your host here now for the next hour. And we invite you to call in with your comments on what's going on around you in your world. Gosh, there's so much going on, isn't there, that we can comment on? And really, that's the purpose of this whole program, is to involve you, our listeners, and get your opinions. Your opinions are valued here. And sort of share what your thoughts are regarding the state of our country today. Interestingly, across my desk this morning, I noticed that the government is now reporting that the Consumer Price Index rose a whopping 4.1% in 2007. Now, that's the highest rise in 17 years. That's a pretty good increase. Well, any of us that shop in grocery stores, put gas in our cars, we know that the price of everything is shooting sky high through the roof. And, of course, the Bush administration refuses to admit that inflation is on the increase. Wouldn't it be a crime if inflation was really about twice as high as they're reporting? Not to worry. It is. Everyone from Paul Harvey, Ben Bernanke, who's the new chairman of the Fed, OPEC people, they're all worried about this runaway inflation. And so after years, we've been told that inflation is no problem. But now even the government has to admit that there's inflation in our system. Energy is up 45%. Health care is up 22%. College tuition, to no one's surprise, is up 18 to 30%. Commodities are up 20%, 28%. Gold is going through the roof. What's happening in this economy? Meanwhile, we're spreading our wealth and treasure all over the entire map, specifically in the Middle East, but all over. It really makes one wonder what our government is not doing for this country, but doing to this country. So anyway, I thought that would be interesting to pass along. What are your thoughts on inflation, cost of living, what it's costing nowadays just to get by from paycheck to paycheck? Our phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. I'm Don Wayne, and we so much enjoy your company with us in this hour, every day, Monday through Friday. This is coming to an end now of our first week on the air here on RBN, and we've had some very enjoyable conversations with you, the listener out there, and we invite you, especially, for example, if you're a listener to RBN, a steady listener, and never call, we'd invite you to call. Your opinions are valid. Your opinions are your opinions, and you're entitled to them. Share them. That's what this program is all about. Interestingly, from Gainesville, Florida, Dr. Death, Dr. Jack Kevorkian, surprised a crowd of over 5,000 people at the University of Florida Tuesday night when he unleashed a virtual verbal attack on what he referred to as a cowardly and deceitful Supreme Court. He assailed the man-made mythology of religion. He called American involvement in Iraq a magnified genocide. And he declared that the whites cannot unite because they're wimps. We have a break coming up. Get on the telephone. Talk to me. I'm at 800-313-9443. There's so much going on. We'll be back in a minute.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. We're back on a TGIF Friday, the 18th of January. And so nice to have you along with us here. We, of course, what we do here means nothing unless you're out there. And so what we do here is for you. And what we're doing is we want to encourage you to call. Our phone here is 800-313-9443. This is really a talk show. It's not a news show. But it has to be a two-way thing. So get on the telephone. Talk to me. Here's an interesting little thing about abortion, some abortion numbers. A new report by an organization affiliated with Planned Parenthood finds that the number of abortions nationwide have fallen. Boy, that's good news, huh? Has fallen to their lowest point in 30 years and have declined 25%, thank God, since 1990. Pro-life groups point to laws limiting abortions, the effectiveness of pregnancy centers, abstinence education is some of the reasons why. The Alan Guttmacher Institute report finds just over 1.2 million abortions in the United States in 2005, down nearly 25% from their high of 1.6 million, tragically, in 1990. The number of abortions are now at their lowest point since 1.179 million, tragically, in 1976. Additionally, the report shows the abortion rate, that's the number of abortions per 1,000 women age 15 through 44, that would be considered childbearing age, is down to 19.4 per thousand. And that, incidentally, is the lowest since 1974. What are your thoughts on this abortion thing? Give us a call. 800, our lines are open, 800-313-9443. 9443. We want to hear your opinion on this. When, the Guttmacher report speculates that the lower abortion rates may be due to more women carrying unintended pregnancies all the way to term, implicitly acknowledging that attitudes toward abortion and pregnancy may have substantially changed in this country. And if that be the case, that's awfully good news, isn't it? Yeah, the other day, a couple of days ago, we mentioned the fact that the state of California was going to pass legislation that would authorize utilities in that state. Okay, you know, Carrie, I can't, we're going to try to accommodate this. Okay, finally, I'm fine. We've got a caller on the line. We're talking to Jake in L.A. Jake, talk to me. Hello, is Jake there? Jake in L.A.? We can't hear him?
Hello.
Hello, Jake. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome
to the show. I was talking with Clay just before you came on about communism versus capitalism. Mm-hmm. And I think you're continuing along something very similar about inflation.
Yes, sir.
Well, one of the major problems we have in this country is that capitalism is actually fascism, which is what Clay Douglas was talking about in his guest. And I think what they're trying to do is destroy the United States with hyperinflation. Is that a good thought along the lines where you were going?
Well, let me say this. I've never really thought the term capitalism was a term that I could kind of wrap my arms around, Jake, and embrace. I'm a believer in free enterprise.
As am I. We're along the same lines here.
Okay, go ahead.
I seriously believe capitalism has been foisted upon the American people and described as being something wonderful. We should all run out and love money. And I've never believed that. I'm 61 years old. And we were trained to hate communism and love capitalism. And somehow we were all going to fall in love with money, and it was going to free us. And exactly the opposite has happened.
Well, you know what's happened, Jake, if I can offer my 2 cents worth here. Ever since the days that the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve, took hold in this country under a college professor, Woodrow Wilson, and we began to have debt attached to our money. For example, I mentioned when we opened the show, Jake, when Ben Franklin was an ambassador to Paris, someone asked him, they said, Mr. Ambassador, to what do you owe the prosperity of the United States of America? And his answer was so enlightening, and please listen up, listeners. He said, because we have debt-free money. We no longer have debt-free money. Now, you're going to hear this first on this show. We hear all this talk about paying off our national debt. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to pay off our national debt. Let me throw this out there to you, Jake, and maybe you can answer.
I'll try.
If we were to pay off our national debt today, who do we write the check out to?
I would like to see us write the check out to nobody, Don. I don't think we need income tax. Am I getting close?
You know that every penny that this nation, now again, you may not hear this anyplace else. Every penny that this nation collects in income tax goes to pay the interest on the national debt. Think about that.
That is absolutely right. I'm a student of economics. In a former life, I was a real estate appraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I thought I had to learn in order to value property was Pete Elwood's Functions of a Dollar, Six Functions of a Dollar. Unless you're an economist and work with investments, you've never heard of that. Back in the late 70s and early 80s when I got into appraising, I had to learn about that. And that is how interest works. And when I was young and stupid, I thought this was really fabulous.
Like us all, Jake.
I thought it was fabulous. It was interesting. It was fun to play with. Compound interest rates and things like that. And like I said, I was young and stupid. Well, that was...
Do you know, Jake, if I can just jump in here for a moment, do you know that with compound interest rates, it's actually impossible to pay off a debt?
I do now. But back then, I didn't. I had bought into this capitalism nonsense. I thought it was a wonderful thing. I didn't want to get rich, actually. I was more of a scientist than I was an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was in real estate, and he was an appraiser. And when I got out of the oil field, I needed something to do, so I got into that. And the more I learned about it, the more I realized that we were destroying ourselves. And as in the last 5 years or so, I've learned a great deal about this. And what we need is not capitalism at all. It's a sort of a progressive socialism with free enterprise, as you said. And we need to get the heck out of this debt.
Well, it's never going to happen as long as we have a Federal Reserve in this country.
That's very true.
See, we need debt-free money. You know, this is such an important subject, Jake. I want you to take a few moments because obviously you have studied this subject and you're well informed.
You know that
we'll never pay off the national debt as long as we have a compound interest. It's an impossibility
to pay off our debt. We have been trapped, literally, and I do understand.
Yes, we have.
And
we've been enslaved as a people by the Federal Reserve System.
Exactly.
Now, you try to get that through these knuckleheads' heads that are running this country in Washington, D.C. They won't listen to us.
No, they don't understand, but I do. And that's one I just love this morning. I'm glad I got up early because we are right in the middle of it. We have got to get rid of the Federal Reserve if we're going to survive. And I'm not sure we can
see
survive.
See, Jake, if I can differ with you on just this little point of interest. I don't believe that free enterprise is the problem. The problem is international bankers controlling our economy vis-a-vis the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberger Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, who have all come together to provide us with what? The Federal Reserve System, which is neither federal nor reserve.
Nor a very good
I can
system.
Remember, and so can you, Jake, when you'd look at a dollar bill and it would say a silver certificate. Can you remember those days?
Oh, yes, very well. And
all right, now if you look at
silver.
If you look at a dollar bill today, Jake, what do you see on it? A Federal Reserve note.
That's right.
What does note connotate? It connotates debt. Go ahead.
I'm giving you
some time, Jake, here, because I'm interested in what you have to say.
Right. Well, I agree with everything you've said. I would love to see us living in a world of free enterprise. But that has nothing to do with fascism.
Well, I don't connect the dots between free enterprise and this debt situation.
Neither do I. And I know it inside and out. And what I see now is a system where, as you said, we're running on debt. We're running on money that doesn't exist.
Do you realize, Jake, what our national debt amounts to as we speak?
Oh, yeah, I really do. But
Give me the number. Would you give me the number?
It's somewhere between 50 trillion and 100 trillion. I've heard so many numbers, I'm not sure.
They won't admit to that number. It's just like the inflation rate that I was talking about when we opened this show this morning. The government will not admit to the true, real and true inflation number.
No, they certainly won't. And the reason they won't.
Okay, we've got a break. And Jake, we've also got Kathy in Texas waiting. Our number here is 800-313-9943. Don Wayne here. We'll be back in a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hey, we're back, and we're running a little short here. Jake, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm hanging in there. I've got
okay,
some
now,
ideas
we've
I'd
got
like to...
we've got Kathy in Texas on the line waiting.
I'll
so if
up.
You can just sort of capsulize everything here in the next few seconds and so forth for us, we'd appreciate it very much, Jake. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll do that, get out your way. I think that we can get rid of the Federal Reserve, have the Treasury print money. If we have to use interest at all, it should be very low and collected by the government and used to pay bills rather than use income tax. If you go back to the old thrifts, savings and loans, which I worked in shortly for a little while back in the 70s, people actually worked, made money, brought it into the savings and loans, put it in savings accounts, and then the savings and loan loaned it out to people to buy homes. This is real economics. This is real money earned by people's labor being loaned out. Now,
right
if we can get to a system where we do that type of lending and that type of banking, all fair, no free money out of thin air, we can have a wonderful economy and everyone would do well.
Well, Jake, what do you think of these big chain stores and so forth? They'll take the money in, and the next day it goes down to Kansas City into CDs, totally out of the area.
I don't believe in big anything. I think we should that the antitrust laws need to be enforced, and we need to diversify, and we need to create an environment where small businesses can prosper.
Absolutely.
That has to be done.
Jake, listen, I have to run. We've got other callers on the line,
yes,
but your call was so significant, so important. We'd like to welcome you to as a caller on this program anytime.
I'll be back.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jake, for your call.
Well,
All right, now we have Kathy in Texas, the Lone Star State. Kathy, thank you for waiting. What can talk to me?
Well, I just have a comment here talking about the Federal Reserve, et cetera. And in Leviticus 25:10, it says, "And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Shall be a jubilee to you. You shall return every man unto his possession, and he shall return every man unto his family." And somewhere, we should have some forgiveness of debt.
You know something? I am so glad that you brought that up. That's the jubilee year, isn't it?
Yes.
That's when all debt is to be forgiven, rather than carrying over this unpayable debt, rolling it over year after year, passing it on to future generations. Kathy, that's such an important point, and I'm so glad you brought it up. Go ahead.
And can I comment, too, in the same chapter, Leviticus 25:36, take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, and that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give thy money upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase.
Boy, if we could only do it God's way, huh?
It would help a whole lot.
It's the only answer.
I think
you know that since we've gone off the gold standard, Roosevelt, of course, took this nation off the gold standard way back in the early years of the Depression. And then Nixon, to his everlasting discredit, took us completely off the gold standard. But no nation, here's the point, here's the link I'm trying to make, Kathy and Jake and everyone that's out there and listening and interested in this very important subject, that no nation historically ever has ever gone off the gold standard and failed to print themselves out of business. Did you know that, Kathy?
Right. I think it was supposed to take 100 years, maybe.
Well, it's not taking us 100 years, is it? Or pretty close, really, isn't it? 1913 is when we got swindled into the idea that we needed a Federal Reserve.
Right.
I think people somehow have got the idea out there that the Federal Reserve somehow is a government agency, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very learned people even believe that it's part of the government and that the government is always right. They do no wrong, although I had to prove it to myself that they do. They commit fraud on a regular basis.
Kathy, let's make you president for a day. Can I make you president for a day?
You're dry.
What are we going to do about it?
First, I'm going to make the Internal Revenue Service agents behave and follow their own law. The government should follow their own law and try not to put it upon the people, because the rules are for them. Let us follow God's rules. And.
But that still doesn't do anything about the Federal Reserve, does it?
Well, I think maybe if you could... We could have this forgiveness of indebtedness, if you could put that in there. Other than that, you just have to let the debt grow and grow and grow as the economy grows, because the more infrastructure we have and the more that there is going on, I think we can handle a certain amount of debt. But it's a faith in the amount that it's passing back and forth. And I think somebody said, though, the man before said they're trying to ruin the country through inflation, and I agree, because I feel like I need to go back to work, because the groceries and the gas, this is too much.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then what do you do with Ben Franklin's admonition that, or his statement to the French over there when he was our ambassador to France, and they asked him, to what did he owe the prosperity of the United States of America? And his answer was so insightful when he said, because we have debt-free money.
Right. Best thing that ever happened to me was to get out of debt and, buy some gold.
It's not an easy thing to do, especially credit card debt nowadays.
No.
Look at the interest rate on some of these credit card accounts. My goodness,
mm-hmm.
You're talking huge, interested. You know, they used to have usury laws in this nation where it was illegal to charge more than 12% interest.
Well, yeah, usury, we shouldn't allow it at all. It should be zero.
That's right. You mentioned that in your call.
Yeah, but, back in when was it, 86?
Whoa, we got a break coming up here. Do you have anything else to share with us, Kathy?
Real quick, 86, I was up to my debt, years in debt, check, paycheck to paycheck, and I had to squeeze.
We got
to
go.
Paid it off.
We got to go.
Great show.
Okay, talk to us. We're at 800-313-9444.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, we're back. Invite your phone calls. Participate in this discussion. We've had an interesting discussion so far today on some of the problems that we're facing in this nation. Just not just from the indebtedness, but at the very root of our economic system. We're talking about a problem with the Federal Reserve, aren't we? The Federal Reserve is neither federal nor reserve. It's an organization began with its roots going all the way back to the Illuminati. And in 20-league boots, without really going into this, because I hadn't intended to get into this so deeply here today, but it's a very important subject. It has to do with the with the money system in this country, and who runs it, who controls it. So get on telephone, talk to me at 800-313-9443. A couple of days ago on the show, I mentioned the fact that the legislators in the state of California were toying with the idea of authorizing the utilities in that state to develop these little FM remote controllers where they could actually set the thermostat in your home to wherever they determined it should be set at. That's here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, of course, but I mean, According to this little news item that came across this morning, cooler heads seem to have prevailed out there, and they've halted, at least for now, that plan that would have allowed utilities to control the thermostats in your home. Boy, what are we coming to in this country, huh? Global warming is a subject, isn't it, that is hot on everybody's agenda? I shared with you a story the other day where 500 scientists have refuted global warming dangers. If you have any, get on the phone, get on the telephone, and share your thoughts with us on these subjects. I don't want to do a monologue here. Talk to me. I'm 800-313-9443. Give us a call and we can discuss this. But more than 500 scientists have published evidence that's refuting the current man-made global warming scare. That's according to a new analysis of peer-reviewed literature by a highly regarded institution in this country. I'm referring to the Hudson Institute. This isn't a bunch of flakes. The assessment supports another study, one that reveals that carbon dioxide levels were largely irrelevant. That's interesting, huh? It says carbon dioxide levels are largely irrelevant to global warming. These results prompted Reed Bryson. He's no lightweight. He's a founding chairman of the Department of Meteorology at the University of Wisconsin. And he said that you can go outside and spit and have the same effect as doubling carbon dioxide. You know, this whole thing is so much B as in B, S as in S, isn't it? What are your thoughts on it? Get on the telephone and talk to us. 800-313. Our lines are open. 800-313-9443. Join in this discussion. These are vital issues confronting our nation today. It's not about global warming, as I mentioned the other day. It's not at all about global warming, is it? It's all about global governance. That's what this whole thing is all about. And we can get into that a little bit, but I've got another little interesting little bit of news here that came across the desk. Okay, we've got a caller, Steve in Ohio. Talk to me.
Hello, Wayne, is it?
No, Don Wayne.
Don Wayne, okay, sorry about that. Hey, you have a That's good okay. broadcasting voice. I really enjoy your program. What I want to do, you started to talk about abortion. You started to get into that a little bit. And yes, I wanted to call in and give my opinion on that.
Well, good.
Okay, here's what I can't figure out. I've been confused about that whole issue my whole life, you know, and I've never been able to go to one side or the other. And here's why on that is we want to protect an innocent life. I understand that. And but I can't understand is why we would protect an innocent life and then later on take it through wars and the death penalty. And most of the people that stand up for pro-abortion are usually pro-war and pro-death penalty. And that is confusing as heck, you know. Maybe another caller could call in and explain that, or you could.
Can I share something with you on the death penalty?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Genesis 8, I believe it is. Could be wrong. Where God says, "Whoso sheds man's blood, shall man by his blood be shed." What do you do with that? What do you do with that, Steve?
I didn't know about that. I'll look that up and I'll check that out. You know, a lot of these points ain't brought up. But
no, you never hear that, do you?
No,
you
no,
can
you
listen
don't.
To Sean Hannity. You can listen to Rush Limbaugh from now until the cows come home. And these people are a mile wide and they're about a half an inch deep.
Okay.
They don't get into it. They'll hear people talk about a separation of church and state, for example, on their air, and they sit there like bumps on a log. All you have to do with separation of church and state, when anybody brings that nonsense up, is say, "Gee, I've read the Constitution. I didn't see it in my Constitution. Can you point it out to me? Where is it?"
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
What is the scripture that you just said? What is that saying?
That's saying that whoso... I'll repeat it for you, and for the listeners out there. Maybe there's a ton of listeners out there who don't even know that this exists in the Word of God.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay.
This is the Creator of the universe talking to you. And he said, "Whoso sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed." So what's with this? I hear talk shows where people call in and they'll say, well, I don't believe in a death penalty. And the host might say something like, well, why not? Well, because the Bible says thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
Sure it does. But if you kill, Steve, the good Lord says, whoso sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. This kind of makes my blood, no pun intended, makes my blood boil, that people are so ignorant. And they like to claim the word of God when it comes to defending the not having a death penalty. But they don't know that if you go back into Genesis, it's talking in there. That's what God was referring to when Cain slew his brother Abel.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, now, another thing, Anderson, I'm going to look that up. I appreciate you bringing that out. Okay, now, I've just in the last few years, you know, I've been able to go and go to some of the funerals of these boys that are coming back and dying in the war over in Iraq. And, you know, I was telling some of my friends the other day, I go there and I look at these. Some of these kids just look like little kids, you know. I mean, they're men, you know, because they went and fought in the war, but they just look like such young kids. And see, here's what confuses me. You save his life, you know, instead of being, I'm not saying a soldier, but I mean, you save a person's life, you know, from abortion, but then you let him go die in a war. And that's confusing as heck to me. And I understand, like, on the death penalty, you know, if somebody killed somebody in my family, you know, I'd probably want them to die, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. Whole thing, but
and you'd be right in league with the Word of God.
Okay, I didn't know
you
that.
Could do that based on the authority of the Word of God, Steve.
How about the wars, and how is that justified? Like, you know,
well, the Bible talks about wars and rumors of wars. I mean, that's part of mankind's history from Adam on up. I mean, it's just there.
Why would you save a baby? Well,
the Bible talks about from whence comes wars among you, and it's jealousy, greed, hatred. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, that's what confused me is why would you save this unborn baby only to let him die in a war? You know, 18 years, 20 years later, and that's what was real confusing about it. You know, but now I'll look
you
up
know
that
something?
Scripture.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll look up that scripture you showed me and check that out. Nobody's ever told me that before now. I'm still, after all these years of my life, I still, you know, still trying to debate on that. What's the best thing to do? Because, you know, you don't want to take the risk.
Well, I think the debate's over, Steve.
Yeah.
The debate's over. It should be over in your mind. That's if you're under the authority of the Word of God. He says so plainly, he says, whoso sheds man's blood shall man by his blood be shed. Now, that's not open to any sort of interpretation, is it? That's as clear as the nose on your face, isn't it?
What about the people that actually do the death penalty? What about the man that pulls the switch?
Well, now you're getting into an area that you know, I just can't give you a knee-jerk reaction on that. That would require a little bit of thought.
Yeah.
And but it's an interesting question.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for letting me give my opinion.
Steve, call again.
Okay. See you later.
You bet. Okay. So, yeah, that's an interesting bit of scripture that I don't think you know what? That should be, with all this debate on the death penalty in this nation, how many pulpits on Sundays teach their parishioners that basic scripture? I mean, it's so difficult to understand why our name brand churches and so forth out there, they don't want to teach their flock the Word of God. I don't want to get up on a pedestal here and in a pulpit, but Steve is like a lot of people that is not even aware. They can sit in a church every day of their life. And if their churches are not instructing them in the Word of God, they won't grow as Christians. They won't grow in the Word. Because we do have a roadmap. The Lord has given us that. And so as I said before, whenever I hear these talk shows and people call in and they'll say, well, I don't believe in the death penalty. And the host will say something like, well, why not? And they'll say, well, because the Bible says thou shalt not kill, and there they sit. The host isn't aware of the fact that under the authority of Word of God, the death penalty is scriptural. And it's something that if you learn nothing else from this show, you've learned that. We're talking about global warming. That's a huge misunderstood topic, isn't it? I don't know. What's your stance on global warming? What do you think is going on here? All right, we have a caller. We have another caller. We'll get back to that in a moment. Thomas, in Arizona, talk to me.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
The last caller posed a question to you, and I thought I would jump in on that one.
Mm-hmm.
What about the guy who actually pulls the switch? And
well, see, as I told Steve now, Thomas, that's something that I'm going to have to research.
Well, that's what I want to
do. Understand this. I do not know all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know all the answers.
Right.
When I have solid scripture to refer you or myself or anybody else to that has a question,
mm-hmm.
that's the truth.
Right.
Remember, it says there's only one truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That should be our roadmap. We've come so far from that in this country.
Can I give you a scriptural answer to that?
I don't have an answer for that. You certainly may. Enlighten me.
And,
if you will, please, Thomas.
I don't know where it is. I'm actually searching for the scripture right now, but doesn't it say that those who do wrong... should be in fear of the authorities that God has ordained, and is not the person who's pulling the switch an officer of the state, an officer of that authority? And doesn't that allow the person who is an officer of the state to carry out the execution without
very good question.
Without any
very good question. I don't think as far as I'm concerned, sitting here. I can't come up with an immediate answer for you, but it's something that I'm going to contemplate, something I'm going to think about, and something we can discuss, Thomas.
Okay, and I had another thing. You wanted our opinions on global warming.
Yes.
Oh, it's a myth.
Mm-hmm. It's B as in B, S as in S, isn't it?
It's mythical. It's completely contrived to control the population. That's my opinion.
Well, it's all about global governance. It has nothing to do. Mm-hmm. You've heard me say this before if you've listened to my show this week, that global warming is not at all about global warming, is it?
No.
But it's all about global governance. It's about telling you what time you're going to get up, what time you're going to go to bed. It's about this one world government that's coming upon this world of ours like a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anything... As long as I have breath, if there's anything that I can shout from the highest tower out there, is it's time, past time, that we all wake up to what's happening to this once great nation called America. Our economy is based on a deck of cards. It's based on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you think the price of oil is so high? Here we go. We're rambling on from subject to subject.
Can I add to that? Because
sure.
And you say that, and I say that it is by design that way. It's not an accident. It was designed that way by the power brokers, the people behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually designed as a house of cards. It was designed to fall.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's the purpose of this show, Thomas, is because we want to enlighten people. We want to inform people. I'm not here to entertain. I'm not an entertainer. I'm not a Danny Kaye. I can't sing. I've been told that by way too many people. that's not my purpose here. But we need people such as yourself out there that are searching for the truth, as I am. I am not in possession of all truth. I mean, we're all on this learning experience called life, aren't we? We're all trying to grow as individuals. We're all trying to grow as adults. Is there anything else, Thomas, this morning?
No, I'm just enjoying the show. I'm probably a first-time listener and caller to your show. I listen quite a bit to other shows. And I'm really glad to find you, because it's a rarity to get a such a strong Christian I guess.
You know what my philosophy is?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been ashamed of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? As the Lord said, you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father, which is in heaven.
That's right.
And that ought to guide every Christian or every professed Christian, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
We ought to be proud of a Lord that became a man, took on a ten of human flesh, mm-hmm. and came down, reached down in love to the cross of Calvary and died, shed his blood. Remember, again, I'll quote you another bit of Scripture. It said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Whose blood was shed? I can't die for you. You can't die for me. The Lord himself did it. Now I ask you, before I let you go, is that a God worth worshiping?
The one who died for me? Yes.
Dan in Texas, we'll be right back to you. Stay tuned. Get on the telephone. We're at 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back. We're back. And Dan in the Lone Star State of Texas is on the line. Thank you for holding, Dan. Talk to me.
Well, I'm going to challenge you. I find your argument to be deceptively clever, and I have a few questions for you. Spiritually, are you a Jew or are you a Christian?
I'm a Christian.
What does it mean to be a Christian?
It means, boy, that's easy. to be a Christian, it means that I put my faith and trust in a living God.
Do you believe that Jesus was the Son of God?
Wait a minute. Wait, you asked me a question, Dan? Hey, you asked me a question. Let me answer it, okay? He became a man, and he died on a cross at Calvary to pay for my sins and your sins. All we have to do...
All right, but he didn't die to pay for Cain's sins.
Pardon?
Is Jesus' shedding of his blood for our sins, does that apply to all of us or just a certain portion of us?
It is not God's will that any should die, but that all should have eternal life.
So Jesus' shedding of his blood to pay the debt of human sin was a gift from our God for all of us. Yes or no?
Yes. Yes. A resounding,
now, you show me somewhere in the New Covenant where Jesus says it's okay to kill anyone. For you have heard it said in your old covenant that you quoted earlier, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, if a man take your right eye, let him have your left eye. If a man smite thee on the right cheek, turn the other. I want you, before you get off the air, to quote for all your listeners one single passage in the New Covenant where Jesus says it's all right to kill anybody and that there are those on this planet who are not included in his grace to shed his blood to cover our sins. Please do
okay,
so. I'll be waiting.
Let me back this up. See if I understand this correctly.
No.
What are you saying? No, Dan.
Jesus,
Dan, this is
says,
a two-way conversation.
You know, you're
this is not a, this is not
using
a monologue.
An old covenant scripture. And before you get off the air, please tell your listeners, quote for them one.
Oh, I can do it. I can do it right
Jesus
now. Forever, O Lord, thy
right.
word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And that means in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament.
Well, then
God
you're saying
Jesus' separate,
presence on this
words.
Earth changed nothing.
Pardon me?
You're very cleverly deceptive. Now, before you get off the air, please grant my request
I just
and
did.
Cite for your listeners
did.
A single scripture where Jesus says that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is how we live, and that there are those who are not entitled to my shedding of blood to pay for your sins. I don't think you can do it. Give it your best shot, dude.
Tune in next week. Tune in next week. Dan in Texas. Well, this is the end of my first week as a host on this show, and it's really been interesting. We want to invite each and every one of you to join us at the same time, and we get into these and other issues as well. In the meantime, have a nice weekend. Have a nice day. This is Don Wayne, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you. Go with God.
With recent international